I'm Pastor Andy in the Village Church, and today's message is entitled, Cultivating a Grateful Spirit. Psalm 100 verse 3 says, Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. There are many examples of thanksgiving in the Bible. In the New Testament, we are called to, quote, give thanks in all circumstances, 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And the Psalms are filled with examples of songs in which the people of God give thanks. Yet there is only one psalm that the Psalter identifies as a psalm for giving thanks. And that is one of the favorite psalms of the church ever since the 16th century. We know it as Old Hundredth. It originated in the Genevan Psalter. Geneva was the center of Protestant Christianity during the Reformation. Under John Calvin, the church in Geneva diverged from the Roman Catholic practice of chanting lines of biblical texts by the clergy only. Under Calvin and also Martin Luther, congregational singing was encouraged, and the Genevan Psalter gave opportunity for psalms to be set to music singable by the gathered saints. One of the many Brits to have exiled in Geneva during the Reformation was William Kethy, a Scottish pastor. He took the tune composed by Louis Bourgeois and set these words, which the church still sings today, All people that on earth do dwell, sing to the Lord with cheerful voice, Him serve with mirth, His praise forth tell, come before Him and rejoice. These words were an English versification of Psalm 100, hence Old Hundredth. A psalm like Psalm 100 is just the thing the doctor ordered to help us build a community of gratitude. It is driven along by a series of seven imperatives, instructions that, as we sing them, we tell ourselves to do things that transform our minds and hearts into a thankful congregation. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Literally, the instruction is to shout. Now, there's a time and place for all kinds of worship, of course. There are times for subdued and contemplative expressions of praise. But the church is called to sing its praise loudly. There is an exuberance that should fuel our public worship. Whether we sing well or poorly, do it with gusto and enthusiasm. Second is serve the Lord with gladness. Serve and worship are two sides of the same coin, but the key issue is how we serve. If we are feeding the hungry, sending missionaries, teaching Bible studies, or providing hospitality, do it with gladness. The third is come into His presence with singing. Do it together as a community and come with singing. Christian people sing. That's all there is to it. We are the only religion who can't really do much of anything without singing. But come, we're a community. It's so much better when we sing together. The fourth is know the Lord. He is God. Yes, we're instructed to know the God we worship, His nature, attributes, character, His works, and His words. It happens by hearing the preaching, by studying the Bible, by reading good Christian books about God. The fifth is enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Another way of coming together, but again, the issue is how we come together. When we walk through the doors of the church, we are called upon to turn on our thankful dispositions and activate our praise organs. The sixth is give thanks to Him. Even in prayer, we should begin by giving thanks, by recognizing what God has done for us in His Son, Jesus Christ, among His manifold blessings. And then finally, bless His name and speak well of Him in our worship. It says, our concentration in our worship is not primarily to make us feel good, but to bless God. We will surely be blessed in the transaction, but our focus is on Him. And then finally, the psalm concludes with three reasons to bless His name, three characteristics of God that drives all this instruction. It says, For the Lord is good, His steadfast love endures forever, His faithfulness to all generations. When we remember the Lord's goodness, His steadfast love, and His faithfulness, how can we not worship with exuberant, glad singing? And in so doing, we become a community of gratitude. And that's a great bunch of people to be around. Thanks for listening. I'm Pastor Andy.